Call to order Board of Works for October 27th. Need approval of the minutes from the October 14th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports.
We are officially done with the 2014 paving project.
Well, I guess I shouldn't applaud, it's like.
Yeah. It's been a long couple of months. I'm sure it's been long for the people driving on them, but Hart Street's done, it's striped, and I think it looks.
Looks great.
Fabulous. My next endeavor is going to be Second Street, getting ready for Second Street. You have the plan sheet here on your table, ready for your signature. Then that'll go back to Locke Mueller to incorporate into the plan set. I don't know that you need to approve or vote on anything, but we just need Board of Works signatures. Next, I'm gonna be reading and reviewing and marking up the bid package, the bid documents and everything for the contractor, all the special provisions and everything like that, so. So yeah, and playing catch up from the last 2 months, so.
Great.
That's it, thanks.
Good job, John.
Next, Parks Department.
Steve Beam and Vincent's Parks, we're winding down the summer, getting to the fall, start doing leaves here another couple of weeks. Everything's pretty much done at the pool also. We have a couple of events coming up in December. We'll have the lamp pole decorating contest will start.
Oh yeah.
I think all the poles are taken. We have 25. They're done every year. They're to be decorated by Thanksgiving. We have our lunch with Santa. We don't have a date set, but it'll be the second weekend usually of.
Final numbers on the pool, didn't you?
Pardon me?
Did you have final numbers on the pool?
Yeah, at our last board meeting for the summer, well, for the 23 days that we were open, we had 9,500 people come through.
Wow.
I think that averaged out to about 420, something like that. That was with hours of 12 to 8 every day. Next year, I doubt if we go 12 to 8 every day, but we'll have extended hours 2 or 3 days a week. So hopefully we can anticipate 35 to 40,000, I would think, through the summer. From a financial standpoint, I think we've shown a profit of about 6,000 total, maybe 5,000. That's taking everything into consideration, salaries, chemicals, utilities, and everything.
You made a profit, is that what you said? We've never heard those words and pool said in the same statement in 16 years I've been.
I think our gate was 26,000 for the 23 days. Sessions, 8, 9.
Great.
And again, we knew going in that we were gonna use a lot more lifeguards than what we had in the past. After a while, we will see the chemicals kind of even out, but having three separate pools and two of the pools have a lot of water that will go back out. That chlorine will be hard to maintain. We don't think we'll have to have as many lifeguards next year, but with that many people coming through on a daily basis, I think we had a high of a max, which is like 900, and a low of 92 one day when it was raining. But any day when you have over 400 or 500 people, it's nice to have a lot more lifeguards than that we need with all the surface area that we have.
Sure.
People enjoyed having and felt a lot more safer with more lifeguards. Mm-hmm. So we were very pleased. Our board very happy about that also.
Great.
Thanks Steve.
Police Department.
Dusty Luking, Vincent's Police Department. This week we have some firearms training going on out south of town at the shooting range. We were able to acquire through the LISO program, who's kind of taken a hit in the news media lately, but a while back, it's a program we've used through the federal government where you're able to obtain weapons from the military and such to help departments fund those without having to buy those straight out. That's something that we've had for many, many years. for a portion of the department, but we were never 100% for having patrol rifles issued, and we were able to get 100% this year. So 3 days this week, we have the officers out doing rifle training, and 100% of our department will have patrol rifles as well. The backup weapons that we were able to purchase earlier this year through seizure money, we did finally get our training ammunition in. Oddly enough, we got the weapons in much earlier than the ammo, because ammo is very hard to come by right now. So we got that in. We have all of our officers going through qualifications with the 380 Glock out there as well this week. So doing a lot of firearms training this week. We just had the opportunity to send four of our detectives up to Chicago to Vernon Gebberth Practical Homicide Investigation School. Vernon Gebberth is a world-renowned death investigator who basically wrote the Bible on death investigation. It was a top-notch training, and they all really appreciated the opportunity to go and said it was a really good course. So that was something that was good for the department training-wise as well. As far as calls go, we're about where we generally are this year. We're at 9,300 calls, so we're pushing towards that. Normally between 11,000 and 12,000 calls per year that we have, so we're right on course there. Moxon Julian is slated to graduate November the 14th. We're looking forward to that, get him back and get him finished up with an FTO and hopefully out on the street. So about all I have. Thank you.
Bryce. Street Department, Bryce Anderson. We have on a few streets with preventing maintenance on the asphalt with a crack sealer. And also, we've been using that end of last week for 3 days and then started today. We have also set our leaf schedule for next week.
Next week, okay.
Starting next week.
So the I actually run on some of the newly paved streets. Yeah. Thank you. And so the manhole covers, do you guys do those? That
no, that's well, this is the preventive maintenance on the we're filling.
Oh no, I knew what you were talking about. I was just curious who does the manhole cover, because
that was a subcontract milestone. Yeah. That was part of the major.
Those are really nice. Yeah. I mean, a lot of times you see like they just kind of tear stuff up when they put manhole, but these were really concreted in and really. Yeah. Oh, can I ask you one other thing? I just had somebody ask me today about the next big item pickup. Do you know when that is? Or
spring.
It won't be until spring. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Did you say crack sealer?
Crack sealer. This is what I have to put up with.
Okay. We have no old business. We'll move on to new business. First is levy contract amendment. Ask Ward.
Good afternoon, Matt Sword, Southern Indiana Development Commission. And I've got a contract amendment to the Vincennes Levy Project for engineering. When we applied for this grant, we had a estimated cost of what the project, overall project would cost, and bids came in well under budget. So what we did was we asked the Office of Community and Rural Affairs if we could use that additional or that money for additional projects. Mm-hmm. And they've okayed that. They're allowing Vincennes Utilities to move forward with some additional projects. But because of that now, they do have to be engineered. And so I've got a contract amendment from Banning Engineering for $40,300.
Okay. And Kirk, you're familiar with all the different adjustments and things. Okay. So I'll make a recommendation to approve the contract amendment listed as contract amendment one for Banning Engineering for the Vincennes Levy project at a cost of $40,300.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
Next is traffic sign in Franklin Commons. Could have a ladder.
I'm Scott Ledbetter from Franklin Commons Board. Thank you for your time on the agenda. I had recently been approached, I'm the president of the board at the current time, and several of the residents, all of whom are very elderly, approached me about their concern about delivery trucks, visitors, mail trucks, et cetera, really driving fast in the commons. Most of the folks are late 70s through 95, and they get out and walk a lot, and they were concerned, and so I started watching, and they're right, even I drive fast and fast. We just wanted a street sign. I didn't know, maybe something like a pedestrian and then drive slowly, something like that. I think if we put an actual speed limit up, I think that's probably not the way to go. But I didn't know where to go, and I called Dan, and he recommended I come before the board. We maintain our own streets. The city doesn't. Right. So if, you know, the street department wouldn't want to do it, just tell me how I can get a sign, and we'll put it up.
Sure. But I don't think it's a matter of us not wanting to help, but it is private property, as I understand, from the city engineer. So,
right. So
we're not allowed to do that. However, I think John or Bryce could probably help you with the sign companies or where you could obtain those. And I was talking to Bryce. I don't know if the county has any surplus signage. It wouldn't hurt to contact the county to see if they do, you know, have any extra signs or anything or something that might suffice. There might be something.
You think that's the best way to go?
Probably, okay. Yeah. And then John or Bryce could help you with the sign companies themselves.
Okay.
I don't think those things would be horribly expensive.
The county just ordered a specialized sign for the Bridge 8, and I think it was like $50. Yeah. And, you know, it was almost a full sentence on it, so it's really, okay. I can get you that number.
So I know, Scott, I purchased a sign for, you know, our parking lot for, like, to drive carefully or slow children, something to that effect. I know it was a pretty reasonable price. They make them out of, you don't have to be metal. They can be kind of that heavier kind of plastic that weathers pretty well.
Yeah.
So, okay, great.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thanks.
Next is KCDC contract for services. It'd be me. This is just our annual contract we do for $4,000 a month, $48,000 for the year. Last year, that's what it was. I think previous to that, it was $3,000. This is the annual contract that they would like for us to approve.
It's $4,000
a month.
$48,000
for the year. Yeah.
Okay. So I make a motion to approve our ongoing annual contract with the Knox County Development Commission. For a price of $4,000 a month, annual fee of $48,000.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, under miscellaneous, we have a dumpster at 101 South 21st, towards White House.
Nobody here?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah, George.
You're looking for a dumpster at...
I can't hear anything you guys are saying.
Okay.
Well, that makes you one of our favorite members of our audience. We we can't offend you or anything.
Yeah, I'm here to request permission to place a trash container on the street in front of my house. I would put it in my yard, but where I need to put it, because of construction, there's a telephone pole and a guy wire that it won't fit in there.
Oh, okay.
And you've went through Phil Cooper at the inspector's office and got your permission.
I hope this will start within the next 2 weeks and last probably a month to 5 weeks.
Okay. Do you know if he's been to Dan?
Phil brought him over.
Phil brought him over. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you don't think this will last like 4 or 5 weeks is what you
Something
said?
Something like in
okay.
that area, yes.
All right. So, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, we can start right away, right? So.
Yeah. Actually, the traffic won't be any worse than it is now because I have 3 cars. And I park 2, and it's still 1-lane traffic where I live. Once I get the garage built, there won't be that problem.
Okay.
So it's going to be an improvement to traffic flow, really.
Okay. So I make a motion that we approve the placement of a dumpster in front of 101 South 21st Street for Mr. Whitehouse to be an anticipated time period of 4 to 6 weeks.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks. We have nothing else, so just need a motion to adjourn.
So,
C was asked to be removed from the agenda. That's what my notes say. So, want to make a motion to remove it, or?
I'm gonna let. Let's make a motion to remove item C from the agenda at the party's request.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion adjourned.
We are adjourned.
I didn't even have time.